then gets computerized and on a database. Okay? Now, the entire system for the office, you're almost like, huh? What they do is they then fill out the form and make sure it's advertised based on what stuff you put into that form.
So if you're like a guy that's
on the whole system.
I've seen on web pages actually having these highlights and you put your mouse over them and they have these, looks like spam links, and I'm like, what the fuck? So this is the site putting them on.
Yeah.
For money, all those bastards. You know what? Man, it's fair, but it's still. It's our commercials. Oh my god, it's the new commercial. We're browsing and then. The commercial comes up. No, but the banners, but you know what I'm saying? Like, banners.
Here, price it. What's your price?
Okay, pricing down. All right.
Yeah.
We'll have to query our existing customers then.
Yeah.
Additional sites. Save 10% on their monthly package. One-time opportunity for your developers to be rich. $50 is just while it's being developed. You have some time to turn it off. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we hear you. $50 sound reasonable to save 10% on their monthly fee. So we bump that up to 100, 200, what?
Percent fee?
Yeah. This is kind of like an affiliate cost.
All we care about is that
customer base.
Falling through. Well, the
smaller one will make more turns because it's got less surface area.
What's the coefficient of friction, though, with her? Because in the vacuum, it's actually both will be the same.
No initial setup cost, $2 monthly, and $2 if they want it managed. Now, management for a basic page just means basically watching the backup, looking at all the files that got backed up, and saying, hey, that one's finished. That's supposed to change? Hey, sales, call up the customer and make sure that file is supposed to change. $2 a month for us to do that type of service. Just go over our backup logs. It's not hard.
Okay.
We can lower those prices and raise them according to fit. The $2 managed as all managed costs is just for the back. Split with the sales and the other parties as well. And the monthly for that is normally split up. Extra advanced page, $20 initial fee because it will take encoding to set up a contact form, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And $5 monthly to keep it there.
Yeah.
Oh,
they want an advanced page monitored, it's $50. Yeah. Now that's because a hacker might have gotten it somehow, and we might need to seriously prevent the hacker from getting Black page is unavailable right now, so we won't worry about that. E-commerce, $100 initial fee, which We may lower it because it's going to be a test-based e-commerce site, so that's negotiable. $5 monthly and $60 yearly to the management people.
Yeah.
Because an e-commerce is going to need to be managed automatically.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal, right? You know how Ryan has a cell phone? I'm just going to keep giving the tons of analogies. Don't worry.
It's all good, man.
You know how Rogers has their price plans, right, set up? Every month, you know, like you use a cell phone, you gotta pay it $50 a month, right? And you got the service, right? And then you got Bell, that same kind of thing, right? And they're decently cheap, right? Because they're always competing. We don't have competition,
exactly,
right? Which is good, because you can charge a little higher. That's weird. Okay, yeah. It sounds like something I know, but it came from over there.
We are live, right?
So we can charge.
Michael's there now.
Can you talk to
him? I don't know where the push to talk button is, where the microphone is. I don't know.
Oh. Go in the office then.
No, it's much easier to move around and talk
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
You gotta at least clean up your floor in there, Scott.
I will. I know.
We're missing the meeting.
So that, we gotta do it right
Hey, Dad, can you give us a hand with the mic?
Oh, here's perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So we don't have to worry about the pricing. You want to up it then, Scott?
That covers the ones with basic monthly fees. Yeah. Then there's the graphics upgrade, which mainly goes to the graphics department and sales and marketing. So no $75 on print fee and no more $50.
You know what? This is good. These sound fair, and they wouldn't be able to Google these kind of prices. Our type of company is hard to find.
I've looked long and hard for our competitors. I found one. $300 to develop a site. It's okay, our prices are a third of that. We're doing pretty good for that.
And we can refer to them. No.
I don't even remember where it is anymore, though, now.
No, maybe that's dangerous. Or
good question. I have had three people know if any changes done to their current website. They want to know how much it will cost to get those changes done.
Easy. For the most part, I can do that no problem. If they have access to accounts or something like that, even easier. If I have to do it through some, like, free web or something like that, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can be done.
They want, like, a flash video done. They have a free culture of flash video.
We don't have flash programmers. Let's get Gene on board. We need a flash programmer.
Once
we actually have some good numbers, we can throw them at Gene, and he'll be like, yeah, okay, I'll come on board.
Is he happy where he is at right now, or could we get him?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Could Dan become a flash coder?
No.
Pay for that.
He'd need to pay for it.
Hire a guy in India?
They need two people, eh? They want to do sales and want to do pick a flash. Right?
You want Dan to stay in sales.
If I get him to come down with the flash, I need to hire someone that's like specialty like design man that can get in there.
For the flash person, I agree. Then it comes into the things that are basically management. SSL will cost $100 initial and have a $200 yearly cost. That's for private SSL, although, yeah, we can still lower that. That's the wrong price. GoDaddy has the price that we can modify from.
Yeah.
We'll charge a little bit more than GoDaddy. So that one will need to be changed. Then the shared SSL, which will probably also need to be changed, is $50 initial and $100.
So we don't advertise private SQL.
If their site needs SQL, it's going to cost $50 initial to get that all set up, and $10 monthly after that, too, to maintain and do troubleshooting.
A little high.
$10 a month? fair enough. But remember, SQL needs some open SQL injection, which is like the first.